Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Bo Bernhardt joins us. He's Executive Director of the International Gaming Institute here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and YouTube, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
I'm Jeff Gehrman, an investigative reporter with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm your guide for season 2 of Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas.
You're in with every gangster and hoodlum in the United States.
I don't go for that, Mr. Kennedy. I don't go for that kind of action.
I was on television accused of fronting for the mob.
Subscribe to Mobbed Up, The Fight for Las Vegas, Season 2, today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Do It Right guys at Nevada Heating have one mission. Your air conditioner breaks down today. We fix it today. Why sweat for days while your air is down when Nevada Heating can get the job done today and you can get cool again? For nearly 50 years, locally owned Nevada Heating has been getting the job done right. Call today at 323-5585 or see us online at NevadaHeating.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
7 at 7 is available anytime, anywhere.
I'm Riley Smith with your Vegas Golden Knights. Watch 7 minutes of nonstop news from the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Streaming on LVRJ.com and Twitter, powered by the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shand.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel, and I am delighted to welcome back to the program Bo Bernhardt. He is Executive Director of the International Gaming Institute and Vice President of Economic Development at UNLV. As if you didn't already have a big enough job.
Lots of hats. But can I tell you how fun it is to be back with you in person?
Oh, thank you.
And not doing this over COVID, cameras. This is just so great. It's so good to see you again. Always look forward to these conversations.
Thank you. Well, you're a good friend and I appreciate you. So let's start out with the economic development. What does this actually entail?
So yeah, universities are powerful entities. I always say there are plenty of things that you don't want a university involved with. You want to leave to sort of the private sector or government. But there are some things that make a university really special. And one of them is their innovation spaces, right? Many of us remember our college years as years that opened our eyes to what we could be and discovery and innovation and all these fascinating sort of brain-opening moments happen. And of course, they happen at the faculty level as well. We had a faculty member who discovered and achieved room temperature superconducting at UNLV just last summer. It kind of got lost in the midst of all the other developments with the vaccines and so forth. But here's what those things can then become. They can transform economies. When Governor Sisolak gave his State of the State after that discovery, he pointed to this as something that could make Nevada an energy hub. And for the first time, right, because we have folks at the university that can drive all sorts of dynamic economic change. And never ever we needed it. We're in Las Vegas. We're right near Las Vegas Boulevard, where the lights went out not too long ago. It was like a zombie movie walking up and down this famed Las Vegas Boulevard. And so never has there been quite the same energy for economic and development and diversification quite like there is right now. And I'm here to hopefully bring the university's resources to that noble cavalry.
When you look at what's going on at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, is that the kind of thing that you want to duplicate between that and UNR?
I think there are so many ways that Reno Tahoe serves as just a brilliant model. And as you know, I've been on the faculty at UNR now for many years. We run programs up in Lake Tahoe. And it's funny because we obviously have these rivalries on the football field, sure. But these antagonisms, they're just silly. Because in so many ways, we can learn so much from what Reno has done to diversify. We can learn so much about what Las Vegas can become, for example, as a tech hub from what Reno has done with Tesla and others, right? And so absolutely it's a model. We draw from different regions of California, but we are very easy, almost partners, certainly almost suburbs of Northern California cities and Southern California cities. And so in so many ways, we look up to our partner community and our sister city up north as really absolutely a model. My mentor was Bill Edington, the great economics right. professor at UNR. And I remember he asked me to go with him to Chamber of Commerce meetings in Reno and Convention Visitors Authority meetings in Reno as he talked about this, right? The need for Reno to grow in new and different directions. And by gosh, it has. And that's inspiring for those of us that live here in Las Vegas.
So to bring it a full circle to the other area of your life, which is the Gaming Institute, back in the day, Reno was never coming back. Reno was dead. Indian gaming was going to kill it. Right. Of course, Atlantic City was supposed to kill it. That didn't happen. It was supposed to kill Nevada. But now, the gaming industry in Northern Nevada appears to be stronger than ever.
Yeah. It's right-sized, right? I would say the same thing about Atlantic City, actually. It perhaps was too big, Atlantic City, for what has now become a very competitive East Coast market. Reno was probably too big for what's become a really competitive market with Northern California tribal gaming. And now it's right-sized and it's flourishing in ways that it didn't back when we perhaps had a little too much. So, those are the dynamics of the economy, right? That happens in a whole lot of sectors, including gaming. But yeah, as you note now, Reno's flourishing and that part of the economy is as well.
What's bizarre is, Kirk Kerkorian built the MGM Grand in Reno. He built 1,000 rooms and a second 1,000 rooms, but there were four pods to eventually build 4,000 rooms, but nobody who owned it after that, the original Bally's company, not the one that currently just bought the Tropicana, bought the property, took all the money out of it to use for other things, and nobody really invested love into it. Alex Morello has put the love into it as he has the Sahara here. Mm-hmm. Fabulous property, but in downtown Reno, the Carano's and Caesars have 4,000 rooms. I never dreamed that anybody would own 4,000 rooms in downtown Reno.
Yeah, it's remarkable. And you and I were talking beforehand about the great Kirk Kerkorian and just the vision, right? There are very few Nevadans. He may be one of the few Nevadans, certainly Southern Nevadans, and what he's done down here that merits, as we decided, the naming of a medical school after him, in addition to all of the accolades that he deserves in building places like that and building the largest resort in Las Vegas on several occasions.
Three times.
And in building some of the most iconic features of our landscape. And so, yeah, it really is interesting to think about these founding figures and the way in which there definitely is a handover right now. We've seen, obviously, the passing of the torch, right? Kerkorian is not with us anymore. Sheldon Adelson is not with us anymore. Steve Wynn has long since left the building, so to speak. But the next generation of leaders, many of whom are educated at UNLV, we're very proud of that Bill Hornbuckle sits in the CEO seat of MGM, right? But many of these leaders do bring a different energy, and you're starting to see this, I think, all across the tourism and gaming sectors in Nevada.
All right, so I bring up the name Derek Stevens.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it appears, because he is unconventional in what he's doing, that he may be the new Steve Wynn.
In so many ways, right? Starting downtown, right? As Steve did with the Golden Nugget, right? But the other thing I would say about Derek Stevens, and I'm biased, I'm a professor, but he's a student, right? He's somebody who has clearly looked at all the ways that different properties on the Strip and elsewhere have succeeded. And he's taken little pieces of everything and combined it into one, I would say, masterpiece at the Circa. It's where I'm taking our new president at UNLV to dinner, incidentally, over the weekend, because as somebody who's new to town, you've got to see the Circa, right? And that's true whether you're a tourist from New York or whether you're the new president of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. What Derek Stevens has created is the place you got to go see. You've got to go to dinner at, because it's unlike anything that's been built here before.
So that brings me then to John Farahi, who is the head of Monarch, which owns the Atlantis in Reno, and then also owns a beautiful property that's just opened a new hotel portion in Black Hawk. But his father bought a little motel at the edge of town in those days, and John would go around to every other property, to Bill Harris' place, to John Asquaga's place, and to the Peppermill. He would learn from all of those people. He went to UNR to take every gaming class that was possible. And he would always say, what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? He still says that, by the way. But in the end, he ended up picking up all of the gifts that those other people have had, and now has one of the most successful gaming companies in the country.
I'm biased again, but it's the only way to live, right? Is to be a lifelong student, right? How else is there to go about your life,
that's
right?
That's true, isn't it?
Than to just, because we're constantly picking up new ways of going about things. You mentioned Bill Hara, who did the same thing in his properties famously,
right? Because he was not an originator.
He did not come up with original ideas. Loved to walk the floor, to talk to everybody, right? And he had the social intelligence to sort of understand the customer. He had the attention to detail that led him to pick up pieces of lint off the floor, right, as he's walking the floor of a place that he actually owns while he was headed off to dine with, you know, Bill Cosby, right, who was in his headlining in his theater, right? He had this glamorous life on the one hand, but on the other hand, his attention to detail and his fearlessness with the trenches, right? That's driven a lot of the great creators and operators. As you point out, there's an important distinction in the history of the state.
Let's take a break. We'll come back so much more with Bo Bernhardt after this timeout.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at the all-new Nevada Steak at Tamarack Casino. Great food, fine wines, and delectable desserts.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bo Bernhardt. He is Executive Director of the International Gaming Institute and Vice President of Economic Development at UNLV. So the big question to me is, Las Vegas Sands invented the integrated resort. Sheldon Adelson, you talked to Phil Satre, and he openly admits that he thought the whole idea was crazy of an all-suite hotel based on conventions with a convention center attached. Why are they leaving Las Vegas?
So, well, a couple of observations. Yes, clearly this is an invention, but perhaps better characterized as a reinvention, right? There are several folks who added rides to the amusement park that we now call an integrated resort. And the rides, the distinctions, the new things that Sheldon and the Las Vegas Sands added were a room that was unparalleled, right? And the old wisdom was make it a small and comfortable room, get them down into the casino to spend the money. And a big, big piece of real estate just off Las Vegas Boulevard that was, of course, a Sands Convention Center that Sheldon was very familiar with, right? But that at the time, a lot of the wisdom was Las Vegas Boulevard real estate's going for tons of money. Why on earth would you build, this is Seinfeldian, a big building of nothing, right? And put nothing in it. You can fill it with slot machines, right? There are no limitations on all this. And yet he had a bigger vision. And that led him to a more global vision. And talk about fearlessness, a fearlessness of a place like Macau that scared the daylights out of the then, Gary Loveman-led Harrah's Caesars team. When they looked at that landscape, they said, no thanks, we're concerned about it. And
well,
now,
Phil Satre admitted on this program that he was scared of all the illegal activity that could possibly cost him his licenses here in Nevada.
That's right. And so I think rather than seeing it as an abandoning of Las Vegas, it is a company that continues to be driven by a fearlessness with new opportunity, whether that's Texas, which they were very much involved in this past legislative and political season, or places like New York, right? This is a company that knows how to build a world-class integrated resort that convinces even squeaky clean Singapore that they want to have one of these casinos, because it's not just a casino in their backyard. And that company has been, sort of the McDonald's or the Ford Motors of Nevada in a lot of ways, in that it has built something that has since been exported to a world that has said, we want one of those in our backyard. And we want it just like how you do it, right? Just like we want the McDonald's French fries, just like I have back home, right? And they continue to look at those opportunities. So I suspect we haven't heard the last of them, even in Las Vegas, right? It could well be that they're on the sidelines for a while, but they see a new opportunity. Yes, I think there's all sorts of news to come from that dynamic and now global company.
One of the things that shocked me was the price. $6 billion, which sounds like a lot of money, but you couldn't build Venetian and Palazzo, let alone the convention center and the Sphere, for $6 billion.
Yeah, no, and the $6 billion is basically what it cost them to build the one place in Singapore,
right?
And many years ago, right? And obviously it was a moment, as we just mentioned, where the economy shut down, and folks were, of course, very concerned, and there were many who said, "Gosh, doesn't this mean bad things for the future of Las Vegas?" But as you point out, right, in the same way that people said that Reno was going to shut down when Atlantic City opened up, there have been so many times where Las Vegas has been down for the count, right? At least according to the pundits, at least according to those who have seen moments like this. And make no mistake, right, it's a big deal when Las Vegas Sands leaves as operators. Their corporate headquarters is still here, which is really important from a macroeconomic perspective, that this is where the corporation lives, right? But when they move out of those buildings, it's a big deal, right? But Las Vegas has been through a lot of big deals and a lot of challenging ordeals, right, including one that we're hopefully just now coming out of. And the place always seems to open up a new roller coaster at the amusement park, to continue with that metaphor. We're just a few hundred yards away from Resorts World, which is about to open, right? So the next time we come on, I'm sure we'll be talking about that and talking about all that brings to the table, alongside a whole bunch of, I think, diversification opportunities in and around, but then beyond the Strip, that lead to a much more robust and hopefully resilient economy, so that when the next crisis strikes, we're not down for the count as a city in Las Vegas.
I just want to add one thing to that, because it seems to me, if you step back when you're talking about diversification, what diversification actually means is that you have something as a buffer against one thing that collapses. You have something else that maintains government services, tax base, revenue, so that the whole thing doesn't collapse. Because you're never going to diversify away from gaming and tourism. You can't. It's too big.
No, I couldn't agree more, right? It's about resilience. The way I've been talking about it, and I'm new in this role as Vice President of Economic Development, so you have to help me with my spiel here. but here's my new stump speech. I believe that Las Vegas is uniquely capable of what I would call degrees of diversification away from the Strip. And the Raiders are a good illustration of this, right? That is a company, and it's part of the massive NFL, that didn't exist, right, 10 minutes ago. That's a company that, by the way, was one of the most iconic Northern California businesses. If you listed the 10 most iconic brands in Northern California, you'd have the Apples and Googles on there. But you'd also probably have the Raiders. And everybody's after these companies to come to their backyard. We got a company to move entirely to our tax-paying community, right? And that's a major diversification. It's one degree of diversification away from the Strip. Still reliant on the 150,000 hotel rooms, a transportation infrastructure that's peerless, and a service base of workers who are really good at creating an enjoyable, entertaining experience, right? They benefit from all of that. But they're a new industry, the sports industry. However, that industry was still wiped out by COVID. So it's not far enough from it to create a resilience. However, what we're starting to see with our new UNLV Medical School is a flourishing and new sports medicine industry that's spinning off, that's one degree of diversification away from the Raiders, right? And then from that, you might have med tech. And by the time you get 4 degrees of economic diversification away from the Strip, you can barely even see the Strip from there, right? It's like the children's game of telephone, right, where you whisper the right message into somebody's ear, and in the end, the message is totally different. I think that's the best path forward, the best arrow in our quiver as folks who are interested in economic diversification for Las Vegas, is to build from existing strengths.
And I couldn't agree more. You've got to have the base to begin with, and there you can grow outward. But it still takes 10, 20, 30
takes time.
Years. Yeah.
Takes
All right,
time.
Let's take another break. We'll be right back after this.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Serving Our Kids Foundation's mission is to serve homeless, at-risk, and food-insecure children in grades K through 8 throughout Southern Nevada. During the pandemic, Serving Our Kids has seen a 42% increase in the number of children served, providing more than 4,500 meals to kids in over 100 schools weekly. Serving Our Kids is powered by community support and volunteers. To learn how you can help, visit servingourkids.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bo Bernhardt. He is the executive director of the International Gaming Institute and also a vice president of economic development for UNLV. So, we have seen, obviously with COVID, this dramatic change in the gaming industry. What has changed that isn't going to change back going forward?
Ooh, good question. I would hope an approach to crisis management, right? Because if nothing else, we learned you need to be prepared, that it's about the people, it's about communication. I look at leaders like Matt Maddox, who really made a name for himself, I think, during
yes.
this crisis.
Yes.
Reaching out via, you know, LinkedIn and YouTube and videos he released to the customer base, the employee base, and communicated differently and using sort of new social media platforms in a way that I hope doesn't go away. I hope we learn that that's a crucial sort of approach. So there are those kinds of things that, you know, we all hope that we come out of this with some silver linings, right? With some things where we're better than we used to be. And
I'm hearing, okay, so I'm talking to operators and people at the top of those organizations, and they're telling me that the reforms that occurred during COVID are going to ensure that the gaming industry makes a lot more money going forward because of what they were forced to do because of COVID. Is that what you're understanding?
You know, I mean, obviously there were...
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no. And obviously, you know, it forced a reflection. It almost forced... it's interesting how the Hard Rock, which is now, of course, the Virgin, closed down, right? And when they first announced they were going to close and just take time off and completely refurbish the building... and not generating any gaming revenue, people said, well, that's crazy. And they ended up being an opportunity because they did so in a way that overlapped with COVID. But all of the operators had that opportunity now. And I think if you're a smart leader, right, you reevaluate as you reopen all the ways that you spent money before, the ways that you can spend money smarter in the future. and what the customer wants in an evolving world. One of the things we all became during COVID is we all became gamers. Our grandparents became gamers on their phone, right? If Las Vegas and the gaming industry can't take advantage of that moving forward, shame on us.
Okay, so we've only got a minute left here. But one of the things that I've been talking about on the program this week while we were here in Las Vegas is how slow the gaming industry is and the slot machine industry to innovate, and then the gaming control board to approve. We need to have things moving at the speed of technology.
Yeah, that's been the case for a long time, right? There have been complaints about the strictness or the scrutiny with which Nevada Gaming Control pays attention to innovations. But that's true in a lot of industries, right? In a regulation is kind of where innovation goes to die, right? Famously, in a lot of different innovative spheres. Our dance is different, though, because we have this history of being a stigmatized industry. We can't screw up, right? And even if, by the way, some of these offshore illegal operators, that folks like the Washington Post quote when they're quoting sports betting lines on things like the presidency, which, by the way, is illegal, right? Those kinds of folks can stain the entire industry, right? So this is an industry that needs to be a little more careful than, say, the furniture company that made this table we're talking over here.
Yeah, I just wish that, we weren't still dealing with things from 20 years ago.
I do too. I think we all do. And one would hope once more that this is a moment that opens our eyes, because if we don't, again, we'll be left behind. There are plenty of folks that offer this product.
Right, and we need to get the kids, and when I say kids, teens, 20s, that are also part of the gaming industry, as well as the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's a 30% of the business is going to go
away. No, we're competing not just with other casinos and gambling experiences, we're competing with other experiences.
Exactly. Always a pleasure,
this
my friend. Thank you so much for being
here. Thank you, Sam.
Always. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.